This to give the early advantage to Orlando Pirates. Down the middle as Ronan Williams dives out the way. 1-0 to the Buccaneers.
I guess it's always the tricky one, right, when you want to go downstream, because then you have to wait at least for the goalkeeper to move a little bit. But Voto with that power as well, the strike indeed.
He kept his eye on the ball and it looks like he'd already made up his mind. I'm smashing it down the middle. If he saves it, well, so be it. That's what you need. You need to be decisive. Don't be dithering once you get to the ball, and you should know what you're going to do with it. This man, we know what he gets, how he strikes a football. Seems calm enough, juggling it. Tewo Mokoena to make it 1-0. There's a referee calling on Sipho Chain to stand on his line. Gamesmanship here from Sipho Chain, and there's a referee warning him. He's warning him that he's going to caution him. Because you can still be sent off even in a penalty shootout. Sent off at the end of the game, after the game has already ended. But it's taking a while. He's making him wait. And of course, you hope you're getting the player to also second guess himself about which way to go. Oh, the save from Chain! The long wait worked! Making him wait has worked! And it's early advantage to Orlando Pirates, Sipho Chain! And we're about to see him pull off the heroics that he did a few seasons ago, a couple of seasons back, when they won it, beat Sundowns in the final.
A great save there from Sipho. I think also the run-up as well from Debs as well. Didn't allow him to have so much power, but Sipho cast the right way, made that safe as well.
It had power, but I think it was close to Sipho.
Yeah, it was too close to Sipho, yeah.
You see, he didn't even have to stretch for it. Advantage Orlando Pirates. Stepping up to maintain that advantage. Looks like Abdullah Mariko. One of the new arrivals here. One of many new arrivals at Orlando Pirates. Been given the responsibility. Teeing it up. Mariko. Doesn't have many appearances in the Pirates shirt. We just want to get this into the net, get it done and walk away. This to keep Pirates ahead. Abdullah Mariko. Stutters! And he still gets enough power onto it. High risk when you do that sort of stop-start thing. And it manages to get enough power and put it beyond Ronan Williams. 2-0! Orlando Pirates.
It does indeed. When you do a stop-start and you look at it, you realize that the goalkeeper doesn't move. And nobody trying to change sides because then it doesn't work. But with enough power and height as well, that really, really allowed him to be able to score. Even though Ronan Williams went to the right side,
yeah,
but the power becomes important. Yeah, they did touch him. That power becomes an important thing, because even if the goalkeeper goes to the right direction, if there's enough power, you're able to score.
Well, the man from Mali will be mighty relieved to have seen that go into the net, having seen Ronan Williams get fingers onto it, fingertips. Allende. He needs to score now. Otherwise, really, the pressure is on. Just to make it 2-1. Marcelo Allende. Oh, and it's another save! A brilliant save from Sipho Chain! Oh! Big-time advantage on the Pirates now. 2-0. Sundowns yet to convert. Two brilliant saves from Sipho Chain. He's at it again.
And with this one, he had to stretch with his left. You can see he really, really had to stretch. That's a good save there from Sipho.
Excellent save. There was power behind it, but Sipho Chain gets the right way and made solid contact with it. Pirates edging closer and closer to a fourth successive MTN8 final. Their fifth in 6 years, it would be. Yep. Oh, Sipho Mbule gets it past Ronan Williams. So casual. And a keeper gets a touch, but not enough to keep it out. 3-0. Sundowns yet to convert from the spot. Lebo Mutiba is stepping up as the chef cooks.
Yeah, he's rather previous one on the pass play. You can see there is a little bit of a touch there from Ronald Williams, but he's unable to make a save. He goes to the right side, but because of the enough power from Orlando Pirates players, that also allows them to go to score those goals.
Orlando Pirates are almost there. Must score, Mutiba. It is 3-0. Must score, otherwise, you know what it means. Lebo Mutiba, long run up, puts it beyond Sipho Chain, and finally, Sundowns are on the board. 3-1.
Now, always now, the pressure that goes down now to Ronald Williams now to be able to now to try and bring back Sundowns into the game by actually making those type of saves, but also it's so advantageous as well from Orlando Pirates' side. But you can see China as well went to the right side, but Lebo as well on the ground, enough power, decision and precision that helped him as well to, you know, just put Sundowns back into the game.
Yep. Yes, giving them a glimmer of hope. It's giving them a glimmer of hope. But now Ronald Williams needs to produce some heroics. He's trying to strike out Mabasa. Cool customer is Tsebofatso Mabasa. Tsebofatso Mabasa. This to send Orlando Pirates into a fourth successive MTN 8 final. Tsebofatso Mabasa against Ronwin Williams. A place in the final of the MTN 8 at stake. Mabasa, the long wait. Now sends Ronwin Williams the wrong way. They've done it again. They've done it again. Orlando Pirates have come here and inflicted the pain. They've done it. Mabasa applies the finishing touch. Orlando Pirates in march into yet another MTN 8 final. Fourth in a row, fifth in 6 years, a chance to close into within one of Kaizer Chiefs as the all-time winners of this trophy. Abdel Salam Wadu aired his first attempt. He has taken Pirates into a final. And boy, he did it the hard way.
Indeed, he did it the hard way. You can see the relief as well from the coaching staff as well, knowing that they did it the hard way.